They agreed on everything, so the Edom had to do with the Shumah, therefore they were also the Chal V'Shlav of Ribbis.
Right.
So just that we have no proof to our first Shiloh if Ribbis is Yaitse B'dayonim or not. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Safra, Kol Shilo B'dinayim, any times by the Goyish courts, Moitziyin may loiva l'malva, they caused the loiva to pay the money to the malva, but the case, in other words, the Ribbis Ketutza, where you really have to pay back the Ribbis interest that a Goyish course forces the labor to pay back to the malva, bidinenu, by Jewish court, mazirim, mi malva lo labor. In other words, Rav Safra holds like Rav Leza, that Ribbis Ketzutz is yaitze v'dayonim. When you're over the real love of Ribbis, Bezin tells the malva, he has to return it, he has to give it back. But because she will be denied any time in the Gresha court, ein moitziya mi labor la malva, they do not force the labor to pay the malva, then the locher is bidinenu in our court, ein mazirim, me malva loiva. Then we do not say the malva has to pay back the money to the loiva. So this is not community between Ribbis Ketzutza and not Ribbis Ketzutza. Two city cases. So Omalei Abayda Rabbi Yosef. Abayda says Rabbi Yosef. Uklalu, is this a klal what you're saying? For a saw the saw. If I lent you a saw, a pound of wheat, that you pay me back later a pound of wheat. Dividinayim moitziyim mi loiva la malva. Like if I lent you a pound of wheat, so pshit, the lady, you have to pay back to me. Bezdim will force you, even in the Goyish court, you have to pay back to me. Over the Neno and in the Jewish court, ein machzirim imalva loiva. Even if it comes out that you paid back ribbis, like I lent you a pound of wheat. At the time I lent it to you, it was worth $2. And you paid it back to me next month that it was worth $3. So it comes out you gave me back ribbis. But that's only called ribbis midrabonim. That's only called avak ribbis. So there's no ribbis ketutza. We didn't make up right now that you really have to pay me back more. So Shita say Machzirin. Bezin does not force you to pay back that ribbis. So how could you say klal? Whenever the Goyish courts make the loiva pay the malva, in the Jewish court, you have to give back the ribbis. Saw the sort, you see, not like that. Or Malay said back to him, there it's different. Inu b'teres pikod in osel yodei. Over there, even in the Goyish court, it's not called the loan. It's not called halvor. It's called b'teres pikodin. Like I'm telling you, hold on to my pound of wheat, and the next month you have to give me back the pound of wheat. So it's not called I lent you something, and now you have to pay me back more than I lent. So therefore, in the Goyish court, that's also not considered a loan. Therefore, the Fagav Khan is a klal. He's only saying a klal by halfor, by lending. So any time when the Goyish court, like Ribbis Ketzutza, then by a Yiddish court, he has to return it. But there it's a pikodin, that's not halfor. Omele Rabin Lerov Ashi, for a mashkanta of Leinach Yaisa. In the case of a mashkanta, a mashkin, for Leinach Yaisa, that I do not deduct. In other words, I lent you $100, and I'm holding on to a mask in your field. I'm holding on to your field, and in case you don't pay me back, I'll keep your field. And in between, I'm going to eat the terrace of your field. And here it's called, means I'm not deducting from the loan. In other words, you still owe me the complete $100. But I have the right to eat the terrace, which is a type of a ribbis, really. Why do you have the right to eat the terrace? Because since I lent the money to you, you're letting me eat the terrace. This will seem later on in the Homo Sector, in the parak, if that's called ribbis or not. But I'll call upon him such a case. I lent you money, and I have a mashkin right now. I'm holding on to your field. In the Goyish courts, they take it away from the labor to the malva. That means when you're lending somebody money, and you made up a tenai that I have a right to eat the peris of your field, what's going to be if the labor himself takes the peris? So in the Goyish court, nothing doing. You're not letting the peris. You, the labor, said, I'm giving up my field now to the malva. That he has the right to eat the peris. So if the loiver would eat the peris, a Goyish court would make the loiver pay the money to the malva. That's called the bidineya by Goyish court, might seem the loiver to the malva. We take it away from the loiver to the malva. But still, when our Jewish courts, though, ain't machzirim the malva the loiver. Such a type of a ribbis, that's not called ribbis katsutza, that's only an avek ribbis, that's cheap that we do not make the malva pay back to the loiver. Again, even though the malva, Reuven, lent $1,000 to Shimon. And in the meantime, he took away Shimon's field, as a mashkin. And therefore, when the peiris grow on the field, the malva Reuven ate the peiris. Later, when Shimon pays back $1,000, then Reuven gives him back the field. But the peiris he ate in between was a gedda like ribbis. So in such a type of ribbis, pshita by Jewish court, we do not make the malva pay back to the loiva. Because that's not called ribbis ketzutza. Because when I first lent you the money, even though sure I have the right to take your field, but it's not 100% there'll be peiris. Who says your field will have produce this year? Maybe nothing will grow. So that's not called Ribbis Ketutza. Ribbis Ketutza means right now I make up 100%, I'm going to get interest from you. But a mashkin is not called Ribbis Ketutza. Therefore, the Chulav Bidinayim, Bidinayim, and now in court, we do not take it out from the Malbus Eloiva. So it's not like a Kana. Or Malay, so he answered back, no, it's not a Kashin of Kana. Inner Baturis Dvinu Osli Yadayu. By a Goyisha court, the reason why if the Eloiva eats from the Paris, we take it away from him, not because it's a gather from a loan of Ribbis, but because of Derech Zvini. It's like a sale. In other words, when I give you my $1,000, so if you're not going to pay it up, I have a right to hold on to your field. So it's fitted like I bought your field off you. So that's why I bought the field like belongs to me now. Close the mind, you don't pay me back the money, I like own this field. Therefore, if you decide he's a terrorist, nothing doing. He'll have to pay me the money for it. From that, the pshat by Goyish court, it's like a halvo alone. But the reason why the Goyish court takes it away from the labor to the malvo, because it looks like a sale took place. So that's not the Afkanis klal. The Afkanis klal is that by a loan, whenever a Goyish court makes you pay it up, by Yiddish court you have to return it. Tumar says, El is so, kol shilu b'dinehem, the comer of Safra and my also Lashminin, what did Afkanis need to teach us then? Anytime the Goyish court take it away. Hoki also Lashminin, this is what he wants to teach us. That kol shilu b'dinehem, moitziyem mi loiva l'malva, b'dinehem ma'zirut mi malva l'loiva. Anytime in the Goyish court we force the loiva to pay back the interest, in a Jewish court, if the loiva paid up the interest, we tell the malva you have to return it. Oh, my niyah, what's the case? The ribbis ketutza, by clear, pure ribbis. Okay, Rebbe Lez, like Rebbe Lez is saying. That's the clear, that's what kind of chiddush here. The ribbis ketutza means when I've lent you the money I make up clearly, I'm lending you 100, I'm going to ask you to pay me back 120. That's called ribbis ketutza. So the Goyish court, they forced the loiva to pay back $120. If so, in the Jewish courts, we forced the malva to pay it back. But like Rebbe Lez, but kol shilu b'dinayim main mitzim, at any time in the Goyish courts, they did not take it away from the labor to the malva. What does that mean to say? That the case of ribbis mugdemes and ribbis mecheres. The mishnah later on will have midrabbonim. Let's say you want to go lend money from somebody else. So even before the loan, you're not allowed to go to him and give him a present. That's called ribbis mugdemes. That means before you take the loan, you're going over to the malva and tell him, here's a present. And you know you're only doing it because tomorrow you want to ask him for $100. So today you're giving him a present. That's called ribbis mukdemis. That's also to do. Midi rice it's mutter. But midi rabbonim though it's also. And ribbis mukheris means after the person lent you the $1,000. Then when you return it, you return the $1,000. Then a week later, you want to show him appreciation, you give him a little present. That's also to do. Because that's called ribbis mukheris. Like why are you giving this appreciation now? Because he lent you the money. The Torah says when somebody lends money, it's supposed to be pure chesed. You're not supposed to take anything back for it. Now I have a charge for chesed. You can't charge interest, even though the waiver would want to pay for it, but you're not going to charge. Like, a loan is called chesed. You're doing somebody chesed. You have to do a pure chesed and not take anything back from it. If you lend somebody money, then after you pay back, you're not going to send them a present. You can't buy him something for satisfaction. That's awesome. That's called ribbis mucheris. We'll say later on. So in such cases, in Goyish courts, they don't tell you you have to do this. And therefore, in Jewish courts, you don't have to return it. If the person did give you the present, the mom was allowed to hold on to it. Once he took it, he doesn't have to return it. Because since it's not Ribbis Ketutza, you don't have to give it back. But Lamai is also to do. Right. Case of Mishnah says, what's the case of Ribbis Midrabonin? Lokach enenu chitim b'dinner. That you bought wheat off the person for a dinner, zov, that was 25 silver coins, hakur. If you gave him right now 25 silver coins, in order that he should give you back a kur, let's say a bundle of wheat. V'chein ashar, that was the market price also. So that alone would have been mutter. The only problem is later when it got worth 30, you tell the guy, give me back my $30 worth of wheat. He tells you in the Mishnah, what do you want to do with it? You want to buy wine. Listen, leave it by me and like I'll owe you $30 worth of wine. That's also. Why? Because right now the malva does not have any wine. And no money was given right now, so therefore it's considered like a loan, a halvor. And later, when he gives you back the one that's in the worth of more than $30, it looks like ribbis. Tumor says v'chi ein lo yayin mehevi. But the Mishnah says the reason why it's also to do this is because the malva does not have any, or the meicher doesn't have any wine. So the Gemara says what? The Yotani we learned ein poiskin ala peres atzios hashar. You can't make up like you say, I'll give you money now that you should pay me back a pound of apples throughout the year, unless the market price went out. But Yotza Asharif, the market price went out, then Poiskin, then I'm allowed to give you money right now and say, listen, it's $10 a bushel. I'm giving you $10 now, and whenever you want, you give me the bushels of peris. Then it's mutter. Alpha P. Shein was there, even though the person you're giving the money to right now does not have the bushel of apples, but Yesh was there, somebody else has it. And since you're giving the money right now, the story is, he could go and take this money and buy the bushel of apples. See, even though later on the bushels get worth more, it's fitted like it got worth more by the lekeach reshus. As soon as you gave the money, it's like you own the bushel of apples already. So if it gets worth more, we see it in your reshus. That's not doing it to ribis, that would be mutter. So my Rabbi says, Mas Nisin, our Mishnah is talking about the bol l'choy b'demei maskinim. Our Mishnah is talking about the reason why it's also is because now the lekeach, he's not giving the meicher $25 to buy the wine. He's only saying, listen, you owe me the wheat. Now, instead of paying me the wheat, keep the wheat, and instead of the wheat, you owe me the wine. That's called bol l'choy b'demei maskinim. And I'm making a choy out of it. Like, instead of you giving me back the wheat, give me back the wine. But I didn't give you any money right now. So since I didn't give you any money right now, and also you do not have the wine in your rishus right now, so that looks like a loan, it just looks like a chayv. And therefore later when you pay me back more than it's really worth, it looks like ribbis. That's why I'm the Rabban Nisosa. Ukatanya, like we learned. If you lend somebody $100, and now you go down to his fields, and you tell the person, give me back my money. Shani Rotza Likach Ben Chitim, I want to buy now wheat. Omelo, the person tells you, listen, Chitim Yeshli, I have wheat. Shani Nesnecho, I'll give to you. Save Yasur Alai Kishash Lachshav. Let's make up according to the price right now. If right now a bushel of wheat is worth $100, so I'll owe you the bushel of wheat. And I'll pay it back to you throughout the whole year. Also, that's also to do. Since I did not give you any money right now, it's only the pshat is that you owe me $100. But I'm not giving you any money right now. I just owe it to you, so I can't say now, listen, that that I owe you the hundred, that you owe me $100, instead of paying it back to me, you'll pay me back wheat throughout the rest of the year. That's also to do. Because since you don't have the wheat right now, and there's no money right now, it looks like a loan, and later when you pay me back more, it looks like ribbis. The love, Yisra Bol Yodidomi. It's not like I'm giving you money right now. When I give you money right now, we say, if I give you money for the bushels of wheat, so then the mice, even though you don't have it, but you can go right now and buy it. So since you could get it, we look as if you have it, and therefore it's like I own it, and even though later on it gets worth more, it got worth more in my rishus. But when you don't have the wheat, and I'm not giving you any money right now, so you can't say like I own it. So it looks like just I'm like a loan, then we say later when you give it back to me and it's worth more, it looks like it gave me ribbis. Omulay Abayin said back, Ilav ki yisra bol yodoy, it's not said like I'm giving you money right now. So, Mari, what do you got to say? Ain't Lloyd, because the Moicha doesn't have the Paris right now. Even if he has the Paris, also should be Yosa. He's not giving the money for it right now, so it should be Yosa.
And Rashi explained the Kasha is, so we learned before that, Oymed al Gornay, Koma di Yeshla Chitim, Afiluach Yosa. We had the case before, if you go down to the person's wheat field, even though he has the wheat, but since you did not give him any money right now, it's Yosa. So our Mishnah, if we're talking about now you did not give any money, so why do we have to say only because he doesn't have Yayin, even if he has a Yayin? Right now, according to the Havimina, this should also be Yosa. So therefore the Gemara says true. And I tell you, Pshan, our Mishnah is, so the Gemara says, therefore, Pshan, our Mishnah is, Elu Amar Abaya, Mas Nisan, our Mishnah, Teres Kretoni Rav Safra. The Rav Safra learned the ribbons to the Rav Chia, that it was said over in the Brises that the Rav Chia learned. Bishasi was learning ribbis. The what was it? The Tony Rav Safra ribbis the Rav Chia. That yesh devorim shei mutorim. There are certain things that's mutter. Really, there should not be in this ribbis. Midi Yerais it's mutter. But the Yasirim ifnei haromis ribbis. It's also midi Rabbanan, because midi Rabbanan it looks like ribbis. That's called haromis ribbis. Ribbis. So the Gemara explains, Kate said, what's the case? Omaloi halveni mona. Reuven goes to Shimon and says, listen, lend me $100. So Omaloi. So Shimon says, mona ain't me, I don't have $100 right now. But chitim be mona yeshli. I have $100 worth of chitim. Shani nesunacho, I'll give it to you. So nosan le chitim be mona. So Shimon gave these $100 worth of chitim to Reuven. And now the case was that v'chozav v'lochel himenu. Now Shimon went and brought back these wheat, the wheat from Reuven. B'yesrim b'yabur selah. that Reuven sold it to him a little bit cheaper. He only sold it to him for 24 slayim, and really it's worth 25. So the kitzah, since Reuven needed money, Reuven sold it back to Shimon. So Loch is mutter, really mikwadim, this is mutter. Because really what's coming out now, it looks like that Shimon is giving now like 24 slayim for this chitim. Now later, Reuven owes Shimon the 100, the mana, which is 25 slayim. So right now it looks a little bit like ribbis. It looks like I'm giving you 24, and later you're paying me back 25. So really, mikra dinat smuta. Because he's not paying you the ribbis, he's not paying you the extra money, because you let him use your money. Just that was the sale. So mikra dinat smuta. That was where the mekach went by. But with Rabbanim, though, it's also, the Yosef Lassus came, with Rabbanim, it's also to do this. Mifnei haromis ribbis. Because it looks a little bit like ribbis. And like we said, the reason why it looks like ribbis, because it looks as if you're giving him now 24 slayim, and ladies will give you back 25 slayim. Because originally when he took this chitim, he took it for the value of a mana, which is 25. Later, he happened to buy it off you for 24. But now you still have to pay him back the 25. So therefore, it looks like ribbis, that's why it's also a midrabanan. So the Gemara says, Ochinami, this also could be the pshatna mishnah. I tell you, when our Mishnah says that he doesn't have the yayin, therefore it's also, it's a case like this. What's the case? We're going to Yomar Halveni Shleshim Dinrin. First, Reuven went to Shimon and asked him, please lend me 30 dinrin. I have to borrow 30 dinrin. Omalois, the Shimon said back, Shleshim Dinrin Aimli. I don't have $30. But Chitim B'Shleshim Dinrin Yeshli. I have wheat that's worth 30 sloy, that's worth 30 dinrin. I'll give you the wheat. So that's what happened. Shimon gave 30 dinrin worth of wheat to Reuven. So Reuven owes him back 30 dinrin. Now what happened is that Reuven needed money, so he sold it. He sold it back to Shimon. And Shimon bought it back for a cheaper price, because Reuven was dochik, needed the money. So he bought it back for only 25 dinrin. That's called dinazov. A dinazov is 25 silver coins. So now the Mishnah says, if the loiva has wine, when he pays back the 30 dinrin, he does not pay back in money, but instead he gives back wine. The yoyiv lei bishleishim dinrin, gives him back the value of 30 dinrin in wine. Then payhu the koshok minei for less lumbo. Then even though, like the ma'alai to Shimon, gave him first 25 slayim, and now Reuven's going to give him back 30 slayim. So if he would give him back the money, 30 slayim, 30 dinrin, that would look like ribbis. But therefore the Mishnah says, no, if he has wine to give him back wine, then it does not look like ribbis. It looks like a sale. Since I'm giving you back payris, that's muta. But v'iloi, if you do not have the payris, then keep on the less lechamra, since you do not have any wine, any payris to give back, v'adai mishkul zuzimenei. For sure you're going to end up paying back these 30 dinrin in money. And therefore, mechzik ribbis. Therefore, the Mishnah said this also, because this looks like ribbis. Again, it looks like he first gave you 25, and now you're giving him back 30, it looks like ribbis. So that's called haromis ribbis, haromis ribbis, as the Mechia said this also. So maybe that's Chana Mishnah also. Now the Gemara is going to say, no, this can't be. Omalei Rav, Rav said back, Ihochi, if so, tain li chiti, what does our Mishnah say, give me the chitim, to make chitim iboilei. It should have said, give me the value of the chitim. Because that's what he wants the money. So Moshe says, true, tani demei chitim. Okay, change around the Mishnah. The Mishnah is asking for the demei chitim, for the money. Shem, the Mishnah says, shani mechran, that I will sell to you, shem mechatan mechem iboilei, that I already sold it to you.
Alright, turn over.
So the Gemara answers on this and says, "Tani shemacharatim lechay." And Achanan may say that I already sold it to you. But still, harechaticha asu yes olai b'shleishim dinrin. The Mishnah says that I come back and say my wheat is worth 30 dinrin. For the Gemara mikorin ami hachi ukimna olavayu. That can't be pshat na Mishnah. Because our Mishnah is talking about that at the beginning also, according to our case now, it was also worth 30 before. Our Mishnah is mashed with something new, like we learned before in our Mishnah. So first it was only worth 25. later became worth 30. That's what's mashma not mishnah. But according to this shprat of Tanan de Reb Chiyon, it was always worth 30. So Mara says, "Ochi klama." This is what the mishnah is saying. "Ochi klama lei." The dmei chiticha, from the domain of the chitecha of your wheat, shasisa alive b'shleshim dinuin, that we evaluated before for 30 dinuin and a chenami. But the Mara still says, "Harei lecho etzli behen yayin." The yayin ain lei. What does it say? That harei lecho etzli behen yayin, and I'll take wine instead. And he doesn't have wine. The dinner zav hakur v'chein hashar ketoni. Like Rashi explains, like yim kud berech, it's like you want to say kishalokhon the dinner zav hoya hashar shleishim when you.